Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
You're listening to the Bow Hunter Planet podcast, your gateway to the wonderful world of archery and bow hunting. The Bow Hunter Planet podcast would like to thank our outdoor partners for their support. It's because of these companies we can keep this show educating, entertaining, and growing the archery heritage. Please check out these partners' links in the description of this podcast. Now, your hosts, Tim and Dave. Enjoy the show.
Hey guys, and welcome to the BowHunterPlanet.com podcast. Tim and myself today are going to talk with Ryan from Bear Archery here about the 2022 lineup. This is really exciting time right now, especially at Bear Archery. For one, I've actually done the videos on these bows you guys are seeing as we speak come out today. And these are some really amazing bows. So it's really exciting to have Ryan on to talk about the different bows and some of the background behind them. So Ryan, welcome to the show, man. Very exciting day.
Yeah, I appreciate it. This is kind of like reverse Christmas to me. So I love to come on here, the stuff we've been working on for a year, 2 years, some of it. So to finally be able to like deliver it to the public is a big day.
Yeah, it's great. Very for exciting. Us, man. You know, we like to hammer everybody on what's new, what's coming out, and you can never tell us, but today is the day. So
I know.
I'm excited.
I was just thinking, Ryan, I feel like it was just yesterday we were doing this for last year's models.
Yeah, it doesn't feel that long ago at all.
It just comes up so fast, man, every year, popping them out. So I guess, you know, we'll jump into the bows in just a second. But from your perspective, I mean, how are you feeling today? You got to be feeling like all this work has finally come to a T where I can, like, you know, actually show people this. You know, it's got to be an amazing day.
It is. I love this day. A lot of people say just what you did on like, oh, it's Christmas. We finally get to see it. And I can even remember a long time ago when I worked in a retail store, when the new bows and new archery equipment would come in and you would be like, oh yeah, I'll unload that pallet. What, there's a pallet to unload? And usually you hated doing that stuff, right? But you knew the new stuff and you get so excited and couldn't wait to open the bow boxes. And now that I'm on this end of it, It's even tenfold, because like I said, some of this stuff, I can tell you, some of it's 2 to 3 years we've been working on. Maybe it's just a part or technology, or it's a whole complete bow, but you know, you keep it a secret. It's all you're working on. And then day in and day out, people want to talk about your current line, but I'm really working on the new line. So yeah. Now it's fun to talk about that. And it's of course you want people to love it. They become, I think I said this last year, they become like your babies. I always get asked, what's your favorite? And everybody wants it to be the flagship and most expensive. But sometimes you spend the most time on, like the legit of last year, boy, spent a lot of time on that bow. Maybe not our most expensive bow, but man, it's done super well. And it's definitely one of my favorite products that we've launched at Bear.
Yeah, it's been great watching Bear over the last 10 years. You know, you guys keep launching all these cool stuff, and you know, watching you guys over the last 5-6 years coming out with all this new technology has been amazing. It's really nice actually to be able to talk to you today and for you not having to worry about what's hanging in the background.
That's nice too. There, I won't lie. I double checked back there just to make sure before we started this.
I feel like Ryan's our Santa Claus.
It is. It is.
Packing them up, and you can't look at them till.
Got to grow one of these though.
Yeah, yeah. So Ryan, we'll jump into it here. I'm going to share my screen. This is the 2022 Bear Archery Catalog. Some of you might have seen this. Well, you probably haven't seen it yet, but you will see it at your local shop here soon. Let me go ahead and share, and we'll go ahead and start our 2022 lineup with the flagship Refine. So let me just go ahead and share. Okay, and so here's kind of the lineup. There's some of the new stuff here, but I'm going to jump right to the Refine. So I guess, Ryan, tell us about this bow, and I guess maybe a little background behind it or whatever you can tell us on it.
So I can tell you everything you want to know on this, or best to my ability is, so this is our flagship Legend Series bow. So I'll just kind of start with, we are going to go over a lot of bows today. So we have launched 7 new models this year, which is a lot. So we are just full steam ahead. So coming in hot, as we like to say at Bear. So we have launched a bunch. We're trying to make sure that we have bows that work for every archer possible. The high end, the beginner, the people that are getting back into it, youth, women, really want to make sure that we have something for everybody. So 7 models kind of helps definitely round out our line, so to say. 7 models seems like a lot for me to say round out the line, but definitely gives you a lot of choice. So what we wanted to do here with the Refine is, again, give you a lot of choice. So we had the Redemption last year, which I know you guys reviewed and shot, and is a really good bow for us. But what we wanted to do is take that VRS system to the next level, and then the performance along with it. So you can see here, complete new, different looking riser for Bear. So we took that VRS system and we kind of moved it around a little bit, moved it in front of the riser. And then on the bottom and the top, put our dumbbell system a little bit further back on the riser. We also added a new in-limb dampening system this year, which we're calling the Killer Waves. And then we also took that VRS disc and put it on the string stop rod to help take vibration out of that rod right away, so it doesn't go up into your hand, just gives you more of that vibration-free shot. So, and then we also did a new, our string catch on this bow is actually redesigned, and we did put that on multiple models that we're going to talk about today. So we took that VRS system to the new level. We actually, when we redesigned this riser, we made sure that vibration was definitely front of mind as well. We paired that with our EKO cam, so you're still getting all the adjustability, 75, 80, 85 and 90% let off, so you can really set it to the way you want. We also, you know, we're big on making the bows as customizable to the shooter as possible. So we added a new grip this year. So we've shipped our flagship bows with 2 grips for multiple years. So we'll continue to do that. So we have a very slim grip that most people probably end up using. So very minimal contact. So we took that and we just put a little bit, made it a little bit more ergonomic. So it's not big by any means, but it really grabs the palm of your hand just a little bit, that sweet spot by your thumb, if you know what I'm talking about. And this bow ships with that grip as well. And then we added quite a bit of colors that you can see on the screen there too. That's something else, trying to again make it appeal to multiple people. So it's in Fred Bear Camel, which we had last year, Realtree Edge, Veil Whitetail is new for us, so we're very excited about that pattern. It looks really good on this bow. Mossy Oak Bottomlands, which also looks very good on this bow. And then Throwback Black and Throwback Tan. And what we did there is, that's what you're seeing in this picture, is that black with Fred Bear limbs kind of gives you a little bit of unique look. Really would be great for ground blinds, really good for anything. but then olive and iron as solid colors has been popular for quite a while too. So we packed a ton into this bow. With all that extra vibration dampening and everything I just went over, we're still maintaining our price of $9.99. So we make sure that Bear is as good as value as anything on the market.
Yeah, I love the Grizz Grip. I was really impressed with that right off the bat this year. Again, vibration free was definitely a big thing for you guys this year, it seemed like, and the bows spoke for themselves when I shot them. But I would say the Grizz Grip was definitely like, wow, this is really cool. And I agree 100% that you did hit the sweet spot in the palm. So when you do hold the bow, you can feel it, and it feels really nice. And if you could see my cursor here, it's like narrow here, but then it gets a little bit fatter right in here, which is nice because it gives you a little more meat there. But that thing felt amazing and, you know, very, very cool. Also, I was going to say, and I think Tim would agree with me, but when you look at the bow with this two-tone, like solid with the camo, especially the Fred Bear camo, it looks amazing. So like if I was thinking in my head, like when you're talking, like, I'm like, these all look great. But sometimes when you think of camo, you don't want too much. So like, I love the idea of having a solid riser with camo limbs. I think that is the coolest thing. Plus when you add in that tan idea, I think that would look stellar. What do you think, Tim?
It's funny that you actually say that, because I was going to make mention of that Fred Bear camo. I mean, we've been such a big fan of that camo. And to see it displayed in this format, like you said, with kind of that two-tone with the black on the camo, I think it just looks amazing. I love the fact that all of your technology, everything that you guys have going on, you have built into a bow with the price point that you have it at, right? I mean, that's one thing I've come to love about Bear is the price points that you guys have on it. I know you mentioned this a little bit earlier, but you guys really do build a bow for absolutely everybody out there. No matter who you are, no matter what you're looking for price point wise, you can find a Bear to do that. And this refine as your flagship bow is right there with it. So congratulations on this bow. It looks awesome.
Yeah. Great. Yeah,
we appreciate that. We do think too, with that solid riser, when you put accessories on it, it allows you, obviously if you go black on black, it looks great. But then when you have that tan and you put black accessories on there, that contrast, it looks pretty sweet. Just makes it harder to pick a color.
Hey, Ryan, can you explain and kind of walk real quickly through the align lock concept? I don't know if people realize there's actually a level built into the riser. So can you talk about that real quick?
I sure can. So what we did there is, so what we heard back from some of our dealers and customers was, of course, that the easier the bow is to set up, the better, right? So we made it so you don't need to use a bow press to adjust these cams. But when you're setting up, like, especially like a Trophy Ridge React or anything that's got like second and third axis, you want to make sure that your bow is complete level, right? So we have a level built into the riser of the bow, just, yep, right there. Perfect. Right there. So when you're setting it up, of course, most bow shops have levels and stuff like that. But if you're a guy doing it on your own, when you put that in the vise, you can make sure that that is completely level when you're putting all your accessories, even your rest or anything like that. It's important that your bow is completely level while you're installing those.
And then real quick, the killer wave. So that's like something new for you guys that go into the limbs, and they are shown here flat, and it's very nice because you can barely tell they're even in there, but yet they help with the vibration, correct?
Yep, they help with vibration. You're going to see me talk about those on multiple bows today too. So it gives it a really good look. There's actually a nice Bear logo on the outside of it too, but we spent quite a bit of time on making sure that those don't creep. That's one thing when you get those in limbs, you just have to make sure that they're not creeping up or down, right? So we're pretty specific on how we design those so they sit in that sweet spot of the limb. And I really didn't even mention, because there was so much to talk about this bow, but it's a fast bow too at 342 feet per second, 33 inch axle to axle, and you know, 6.37 brace height. So, I mean, it hits all the right specs to be a really good shooter.
Absolutely. And a question, and this might not be something you can answer right now. Maybe it's a future thing, but the Killer Waves, is there any look or talk of those coming out, like, to buy separately and different colors?
There's a possibility. Boy, you got to give me a reason to be on the show next year. you know,
but
people
there could be.
Yeah, there maybe. Could be. People love to have color on the bows. That's something that we thought a lot about. Also, we love the idea that those would actually fit on any of our older models. I mean, they'd fit on a lot of people's bows, but they would fit very, nice. Very well on older models. And I say older, last year's models and the year before, as well as some of the even the older ones.
Excellent. All right, that's the Refine. This is the flagship model, guys. It is a sweet shooting bow. I can tell you from firsthand experience, very powerful, very smooth. EKO cam is just ridiculous. They do such a great job with this cam. So, yeah. So, I mean, like I said, I've shot all the grips you guys have. I do think the Grizz grip is definitely where I was hoping you guys would go with a grip option. And I do still love the slimline type grip as well, but that Grizz grip is just perfect. I mean, it is definitely something I would use on each bow now with Bear, because it's just got that little extra meat. I don't know. I think you guys are hitting right on the nail, whatever, with that one.
And we appreciate you saying that. I would actually kind of challenge anybody that thinks the slim grip is the best way to go, which is fine. We see a lot of people that are like, nope, slim. I don't even need to try the other one. And then they shoot this one a time or two and they're like, you know what?
Yeah.
Maybe even one of my key engineers that designed that grip was like, I'll never use this. And then we designed it and he's like, oh my God, I can't believe I'm switching.
So no, I would absolutely use this one. I will say this. I gave Alex some crap about the perception grip, because I love the perception grip. I was like, you guys gotta somehow get this into your other bows, blah, blah, blah. And then this came out and I was really happy that this at least was a solution in there. I don't think this is the same as the perception grip, but still, this is a really cool feature and I really like it a lot.
Oh, the perception grip's a good grip too.
Yeah, it was very cool. I'm hoping you guys bring that back sometime, that grip at least. All right, we'll move on here. So Refine. All right, so next up, we're going to jump to the next new one here. We got the Whitetail Legend Pro. So I'll let you run us through this one, Ryan.
All right, so this is a great little bow. So we offered the Whitetail Legend last year, which had a single cam on it. So this is the Whitetail Legend Pro. So I know I talked about it a little bit last year, but obviously we're playing off of Fred Bear's whitetail bow. So we love to be able to pay homage back to Fred in any way we can, and reusing some names, which you're going to see another one here in a little bit, is one way that we could. So in this particular bow, what we did is we added a great cam to this bow. So this has the EKO cam. And it is on a very compact light frame riser. So this is 339 feet per second, 30 inch axle to axle, 6.25 brace height. And then it's also adjustable from 26 to 30. It is the EKO cam. So you can adjust your let off from 75 to 90. And it is very light. The bow is only weighing 3.8 pounds. So you can dress this up, obviously, with more weight if you like, with through your accessories. But talk about something that is very, very light, mobile, and very fast. This bow definitely fits that bill. Now, when you get something this light and that fast, that's why we put the Killer Waves on here. It still has that string stop, so to take that vibration out, because you've got a very light bow with a ton of energy. This is also, of course, this is the EKO cam, which you guys have shot a lot. So very smooth cam, especially when you're talking something that's nice and short like this. This would be a great tree stand bow, blind bow. Also, you know, if you look up at that price there, you're getting a ton of specs. I just went over with that, almost a 340 feet per second bow for 559 MSRP.
Crazy.
And then we also offered this in the throwback black and throwback green. We did the throwback green in a couple limited edition models last year, which looks really good. Also in the olive and the iron, and then the new Veil Whitetail and then the Fred Bear camo in this bow.
Yeah, there's just a ton of options there. I like the refine, but a little bit of a different color scheme. I see you got the green and the throwback, which is awesome. Yes. Love to see that one. That one looks absolutely amazing. And, you know, again, I can't say it enough. The price points that you guys just come out with. I know Dave kind of laughed at it, but it's a good laugh, right? Because it's like, I can't believe that you guys have a bow this jam packed with technology. And it's coming in at that price point for the everyday consumer. And it's just absolutely awesome to see from you guys. You know, Bear in and of itself, we love your guys's tradition to archery, to hunting, and you make it affordable and give the hunters what they need and what they love, which, you know, again, awesome bow. Thank you.
It's interesting. It's interesting when you think about it. And I know you guys do an amazing job of this, but generally, I'll just say generally for other bow manufacturers, you will never get the same cam as your flagship on a bow that's less money. So very rarely do you see the cam being given as an option on a different, completely different platform for a lot less money. So this is why I love Bear, because you guys are willing to do things like this outside the box, or outside the bow, or outside the string. I don't know how to say that one for archery, but
we like to give you the best performance we can. We understand sometimes, you know, we're pretty big into archery, so we're willing to spend that money, but we get the budgets or something. And, you know, I've said it before, this is a big Fred Bear thing, right? So we want to make sure that we have things as available to everybody that we can.
That's awesome.
I think they'll enjoy this bow.
Whitetail Legend Pro, stellar deal and really cool colors as well, guys, and pack with tech. So moving on to the Alaskan.
All right, so I think this is a very exciting bow in our line. One of the more exciting bows for us to talk about today. Of course, the Refine was very exciting, but what we did here is we definitely listened to the public. So you guys know the EKO cam is now out for a couple years, right? So it was really Bear's push to get into that higher let off. Now, before that, though, we offered lots of hybrid cams, but they were 75% let off. So now this is our first year where we're offering a hybrid cam and 80% let off. So we're very excited about this. So, and of course the difference is there is, so this isn't adjustable like the EKO, but of course when you're changing the system like that without getting into a ton of detail, you know, how you draw this to draw cycle, things like that are going to feel a little bit different. So a lot of the people that, you know, loved our Kuma 30 and Divergent and those other hybrid type cams liked the feel of that. So now we're bringing that back and what we call our DHC cam. So our hybrid and 80%. And this is the Alaskan, which is, again, homage to Fred on we're reusing one of his original or very early used bow names, I should say, which we're excited about. We love it when we're able to reuse some of those names. So what we did is we paired that cam with a bow that's going to be 32-inch axle-to-axle, 6.25 brace height, and then a lot of draw adjustment here, which I'm also excited about. So 25.5 to 31. So maybe fitting everybody, but man, that should fit a lot of people, right?
Yeah, there's a lot of exciting things about that bow, and that's absolutely one of them. To get that kind of adjustability from 25.5 all the way out to 31. I mean, this is going to appeal to a lot of people just because of that.
Hey, Ryan, can you explain to everybody what that means when you say hybrid cam compared to like the cam on the Refine?
So it's a lot in how it gets its let off and what tracks are used with the cable system. I guess I'll kind of leave it at that higher level on how it does that. So what you're really going to feel the big differences in the draw cycle. The EKO cam, of course, the EKO cam is a little bit different depending on if you set it at like 29 or 28 or what draw, and then also what let off, because it's just that, I mean, you can fine tune that cam, which is why we designed it that way. This cam is a little bit different and it's not quite as violent on the draw cycle, obviously, as we do we release more and more information on it, you're going to see that. And that's one of the things that people loved about, I believe you guys had shot the Kuma and stuff like, or even the Perception had a hybrid cam. And that's one of the things people loved about that. You still get a very, very solid back wall, even to the point on this bow, I should note is, of course, it has a cable stops on it, but we include a limb stop on it. So when you're getting that bad boy fine tuned and you like a really solid back wall, I recommend a solid back wall, and I like a solid back wall, but everybody shoots maybe just a little bit different. This does include that. So when you get it completely tuned up, and that's something that we usually only offer on our flagships, but we are going to offer it on this Alaskan and one other bow that we'll talk about just in a little bit. So we think people will, we're super excited about this bow. I know I keep hitting the price. I'll just hit the price quick at the end, but this is also a $599 bow only bow. So, or $499, sorry. I think it was a deal at $599. Maybe we should rethink that, but I'm sure $499 is great too.
I'm sure people will love it for $499. Absolutely. That's good.
I was going to mention that the, for those that understand the cam talk in there, there's two different types of draw stops. You got the cable stop where it comes around and hits the cable. Then you have a draw stop that can be screwed in that hits the limb. And So usually the limb one's a solid one, because when you hit the limb, you ain't going nowhere. But the cable one, you could pull a little bit more. There's a little more spongy compared to if you hit a wall. So that's the difference we were talking about between the two. But it's nice you guys have the option for both. That's pretty cool.
Yep. Again, you know, we're pretty big on, we want you to customize this however you want, right? So we like it when we're able to offer both stops. And I know we're not, this bow isn't exactly EKO, but we love that we're able to offer you the fine tuning of the let off. So, and you know, on certain models, you also get to pick your grip. So as much as we can make them customizable, so guy has more options than just what comes right out of the box, The more we think they'll enjoy the product.
Yep, makes sense. All right, let's see.
Can't argue with that at all.
All right, Escalate.
All right, so this is the flagship of the mainline. So this bow, this is the first time that you're going to see the VRS system in what we call our mainline. So a little bit different than the Legend series. So you can see that we did change it up a little bit. We put it right in the middle of the top and the bottom of the riser. There is no dumbbell system on this particular model. But this bow shoots really well with that VRS system in it. Of course, also paired with the new Killer Waves. This is an EKO cam, so it does have that adjustable let off. Very, very fast at 339. IBO speed. This is a 31 inch axle to axle. So you probably, if you're paying attention too much so far, you've kind of heard me say that, you know, we've offered a 32, a 30, a 31. So we're making sure that we hit all those different axle to axle lengths. Quite a bit of adjustment from 26 to 30 on the draw length. Still a very light bow at 4.1. And then as the features go, this does include the new Grizz grip, and it also has the Slim grip. So that is new to the flagship on our main line. Usually we just included one grip. Now we're including two.
Nice.
So it gets a little bit more customizable there too.
I shot this bow. It's a really fast bow. Very, very flat shooting bow, powerful bow. And again, like you said, it has that great feel to it with the Grizz grip in there. You know, definitely a great option. And I think I recommend everybody go shoot the different models, because, you know, you just got to kind of fine tune what you like. Right. And these are the options you're going to have that have a lot of the same tech here. A little different in the price, but not much between this and the flagship. So it's kind of up to you on what you like better when you shoot them both. Is there any specific differences between this and the Refine? Besides size, I mean, like in tech?
So this does not have the Align Lock. The cable guard system's a little different too. This has got our hinge system. The other one has our roll guard system. So there's more VRS on this bow as well, or on the refine versus. Okay. And then we kind of really feel too, like, I don't, get me wrong, I really like the refine, and that's what I've been shooting primarily so far this year. But generally, I like a little shorter to axle, and you know that's been a trend the last couple of years. So some people don't like that 33-inch, or it kind of goes in trends, it feels like. So
yeah,
31 might fit a little bit. Yeah, might feel
a little bit. I like a small bow too. Sometimes you get like, I don't know, you just get this thing where you want to carry around something that's extremely compact, you know, like you're like, oh, I'd just rather, you know, walk out with something that's really tiny. And other times you're like, don't really care. I just want something that's super powerful and amazing. So it just depends on what you really want. And everybody's different when it comes to this.
Yeah, I think you're right on the point about going out and having to shoot all these, right? I mean, you have so many different options here. Great combination that I'm seeing across all the bows that we've covered so far in regards to the different technology that you're incorporating in it, that you really do need to go out and shoot these to figure out which one is going to work best for you and how you want it set up. So,
and this one, so you guys got the Fredbear camo, the new Vail Whitetail, True Timber Strata, Olive, and Shadow. Yes. So, and what are we seeing here? Is this the Shadow one or Olive?
That's Olive.
That's Olive. Okay. And then Shadow, is that straight blackish?
Yes.
Mainly? Okay.
Got it.
Very cool.
Yep. Kind of a flat black.
So is this one not available in like a two-tone? Is that what that means when you don't see like a split bar?
That's like what it means. Here? Yep. Okay. So,
oh, you there?
Yep. So
I was just going to point out, I think on this bow too, we can see that VRS a little bit better than what we could see in the refine, right? Just from a picture standpoint, just the way, like you were saying, how you have it positioned, it gives us a little bit better view of that VRS system.
It does. And we work a lot on the positioning of that VRS system, believe it or not. So it's a lot of trial by fire on, you know, machining risers, testing it with different type, you know, vibration measurement. And then also, of course, we're trying to test also for felt vibration and audible vibration, which won't get super into, but you guys get, they're two different things, right? So of course, we definitely don't want audible vibration because we are a hunting company. That's just what we're trying to do, is make the best bows that we can for hunting purposes, right? Felt vibration is a little bit different. Sometimes you can feel the vibration in your hand, but you can't hear it. Now, obviously, we're trying to make sure that we get rid of both of those. So that placement can be kind of fun messing around to see when you move those and how they're placed within each riser. What they do change from good to bad.
But the placement, what you're saying is that's intentional, right?
Oh yeah.
You're not putting it on this one because it's a cheaper bow or anything like that. You're putting it where it's at because that's where it makes sense to put
yes.
it.
Most optimal.
Yeah. That's awesome.
No, the engineers would love it if we just picked a place. It doesn't.
What is interesting, how big of a difference there is between the two, right? I mean, on the other one, it was almost hidden from view on the picture. That's why I wanted to point it out on this one, because you can really kind of see it more pronounced just in the positioning of where it's at on the bow.
Hey Ryan, real quick, what is this for? Is this for notes for like dealers or something? I've always
wondered. That's exactly what that's for. So that's where you need to write in how many of these you want to buy from us.
10,000. 10,000.
That one sounds dealer. Like a great number.
All right. Resurgence. Full package. Ready to hunt, baby.
All right. So this is very comparable to the Alaskan. So the Alaskan is this in a bow only. So the Resurgence is the same bow. So you're going to note same specs, same speed, everything stayed the same, except now that we're offering this in an RTH. And it does get a couple different camo configurations. So it's available in Whitetail, Strata, Mossy Oak Breakup Country, and Shadow. And then you get our RTH. One thing we are excited about the RTH this year is we did change. You'll see a little new right down there. So we replaced our regular whisker biscuit with a new whisker biscuit V. So upgraded that.
Okay.
And you're going to see that on most of our RTHs this year be upgraded. So we're kind of excited for that. You know, they launched that a year ago on the Trophy Ridge side. So we're able to get it on our bows now.
Yeah. Again, a lot of different camo options too. We love that whisker biscuit. We use them all the time on our bows, but I have to say, I think you have to have had a misprint on this page because there's no way it's coming in at that price.
MSRP is 630. Everything you see
for a ready to hunt bow with all the tech that you guys have there coming in at 630. I'm dumbfounded. I really am.
Yeah. We're pretty excited about this one. Obviously I was excited about the Alaskan as well. It's the same bow, but really what we're trying to, I mean, this is something we did not have in our line. We really didn't have a bow with a high performance cam that kind of fit at this price point. And now we do.
So that's not a misprint. So that's
not cool. A misprint. And we worked pretty hard to try, you know, we went over, you know, the Escalade with our very top end cam being the EKO. Now we have this very, very good hybrid cam or DHC cam that we can also bring into this line, which we did bring into the Legend line as well, but fits good, gives you some more options.
What is it called? So this right here is, so this one does not feature any of the grips we talked about. This is like kind of, would this be called like the base grip? Like, what do you guys call this when you just use like the metal?
So we call it a riser grip, but a base grip would be fine too. So all we're doing is putting those side plates on there that say bear. But other than that, your hand is resting right on that middle. Now, of course, that's completely rounded. And then
so it's very nice.
It's either dipped or paint. So it feels, and believe it or not, some people prefer this over the other grips because a lot of people want like nothing touching the bow best they can, which is fine. So a lot of people like this type of feel. Now we do, you guys have probably shot a couple of these, the way that we do make that neck, I mean, your hand fits good right in that kind of niche there. So it doesn't want to go up into the shelf. So we do keep that in mind as we design these.
I'm going to, show you guys something special here about this bow. I was really impressed with this bow, and I'm going to pull the video up I worked on for this bow because I want to show you guys something that's actually very incredible, and I'll explain why once you guys see it. This bow to me, and that grip is fine, so like that's what I was pointing out, is the other grips are amazing, don't get me wrong, but your guys doing it just the base way is like actually pretty nice as well, and it feels great when you're shooting it. I didn't have any issue at all while shooting it. I thought it was great.
Some people prefer it that way. Yeah.
Oh, let's see here. I'm going to mute that. Let me just forward this. I just want to show you guys this real quick because it's pretty astonishing, really. Is it this one? No, I'm sorry. I'm on the wrong bow.
There's so many
of them.
Yes, this has been a pretty big year for you guys, huh? And I mean, you guys have more new stuff kind of coming out this year than you have in years past. Is that really attributed to COVID and you guys got more time to work on this stuff? I can't imagine that it was.
I don't think it was. We were busy making as many bows as we could during COVID. It really, you know, there's a lot of, we talked about it before, a lot of this stuff has been designed for, you know, we've been working on for a couple of years, and it just has finally really came together this year.
It looks like it fits you well.
Let me first start off by saying, look how sick that bow looks in black. Yeah. I mean, the shadow, whatever you want to call it, it looks phenomenal. And when the bow comes like this, I don't know if people realize this, but like, I didn't do anything to this bow. So this bow showed up. And this is me shooting this bow within seconds of it showing up, being ready to hunt package. And I have to admit, this is the way to go for most hunters. Like, if you don't want to spend a ton of money, this is literally, hands down, one of the best deals you're going to ever find. And I personally feel just the way it shoots and everything is just absolutely incredible. But I'm going to show you in a second what I was talking about. But it is super smooth, great shooting bow, fast. I love the accessories. I mean, they're not the most expensive accessories ever made by Trophy Ridge, but I think they're great. And I think for what it is, it's absolutely amazing.
I see that bullseye, by the way.
I was stacking them. What? This is what's amazing. This was amazing. Just watch what you just saw. Watch this again after the shot. Watch this. All right. Sorry. He didn't draw it again. Kevin has never been able to shoot a bow over 50 pounds. Never. So
really?
This right here is at 56 or 58 pounds. I lowered it to, and he was able to pull it with this cam system. And I don't know why, but we talked about it on the show because I was so blown away that he was able to draw that bow. He's always had to have like a 48 or 50 at max. And I couldn't believe it.
No pain. Well, he draws it really easily.
And this is too big for him. You could see the 29 is too large. He actually needs a 28. So really, this was an incredible moment for us when that happened. We couldn't believe it. We're like, whoa. Like, I didn't think he'd be able to pull it. I was like, oh, you can try to shoot it, you know? And he pulled it. And so I was like blown away. And the first thing I thought of was you guys thinking this cam could change a lot of things for people. I mean, it is literally, if he's able to draw, he can't do the EKO in that weight. That's what I was getting at. But he can do this one. And that very, very cool.
Yeah, it shows the importance of really going out and trying them out, right? I mean, we go back to that again, but it is really important for you to go out and see what works for you, what doesn't, what you like, what you don't like, draw cycle-wise and all that kind of stuff, because you might be pleasantly surprised that what you thought you wanted is actually something completely different that better fits your needs, and it has a better feel to it.
And one thing you said there too that I really like to call out was there's a reason we did the resurgence with the RTH, and then we also did the Alaskan, the same bow just as a bow only, is that this has got really good package, but this bow is truly a high performance bow. Kind of forget about the price, right? So when a lot of people ask me what I plan to shoot, of course I've been shooting the Refine a lot, but I like shooting this bow with some higher end accessories, right? Like I have a sink on one, I have a React sight on another with the Trio. I mean, this bow is a great performance bow that you definitely could, you know, drop quite a bit on the accessories if you wanted to as well.
I think it's interesting because like those who know me and they'll know like how I react to bows and stuff, like the last thing I usually ever take is the high-end bows that we have, and we have a lot of them. I usually always take something like this in the middle, and I actually love this bow so much I would hunt with this bow in a heartbeat, the way it is, the way you see it right here. Because to me, like, it is ready to go. And for the type of hunting, and I want to point that out too. Some people are hunting out west and are going through rugged terrain in Colorado, and they need a full metal housing on everything. I get all that. And that's different than what I do. What we do here in Michigan is a lot of tree stands, sitting. You're not like, you know what I mean? Like, you go to your stand, you get up in it, and you're sitting there for hours, you know? So it's easy for me to use anything like this because it's never a problem for me. In the Midwest, you know, region of using something like this. Maybe out in Colorado, the bow is going to be fine. Maybe you want better accessories. Totally understand. But I think it depends where you're at, you know, and what you're hunting. But yeah, pretty cool.
And you can't deny the fact that at this price point, to get the ready to hunt version and be able to swap out what you want to on top of it, is it's still just such an amazing deal. Why wouldn't you? In my opinion.
Yeah, or you get the Alaskan, right? And then outfit it. Yeah. Or you get the Alaskan, then outfit it however you want. So I get the point. Like, either way, you can go either direction with it. All right. So then you guys did a LD version?
We did. So obviously the LD is standing for long draw. This replaces what we had before in the line as the species LD. So.
Oh, okay.
So it's a single cam, but it has a long draw option. Option to it. So it's a complete different cam system. It's 310 feet per second, 32 inch axle, 7-inch brace height, 25 to 32. This is the key spec when we're talking draw length, 80% let off. So we say this is long draw, but we had the species LD in the line for the last couple years, and we were pleasantly surprised how many people just want a very, very smooth draw. or something that they can maybe do a little bit more poundage in, but still be able to draw. Single cams have been known for that for years, right? And one of the main reasons we keep single cams in our line. So you don't have to be a 32 inch draw to want to shoot or use something like this. So this is available in just a bow only, and then just the two colors at the moment, the Realtree Edge and Shadow, so black.
And so Ryan, real quick, on the single cam system, correct me if I'm wrong, but hasn't Bear been using at least one or two models of that for like a very, very long time?
For a very long time. I
correct.
I'm not even sure I could tell you how long.
No, I think it goes back a very long time. I feel like they're one of the first ones to do a single cam bow. But what I was going to say, though, is if you look at the industry, there's not very many single cam bows in the industry anymore. You don't see it as much. You know, and you guys always have at least one or two in your lineup. So that's pretty cool. And I would say this to people. They're usually not as fast or hard hitting as like the dual cam or hybrid cam, but the thing about these, they're super smooth. And like Kevin's a great example. I bet you he could draw this at a higher weight as well.
I was thinking that as you were going through the regular resurgence, he probably could. And we tend to, this coming year, we'll have three single cams in the line. So I take that back, four single cams in the line. So... And we always do, and surprisingly enough, especially we've only talked a little bit about COVID, and I'm great with not talking much about COVID. But one thing I will say that's been positive for archery is we've seen lots of people come back to the sport of archery, right? Or at least we have at Bear, which we love. And a lot of them relate to single cams because that's what they happen to be using whenever they, you know, stopped buying new bows, so to say, not saying that they kind of got out of the archery game. So we go to quite a bit of shoots and things like that. And a lot of people want to talk single cams because that's what they used to know. Right. And single cams are great because they're a little bit simpler, so to say, than a dual cam when it comes to timing and things like that. And they're still, you know, you can still make them perform a little bit better by putting some more work and timing and tuning into them, but a little bit less intimidating than some of the higher performance cams. So again, it just really gives giving you choice, right? That's all we're trying to do.
Makes sense. It's great
species
to see.
Great
to see where you guys had that tradition, right? You guys are bow hunters for bows, right? Or bows for bow hunters, I should say. And it's great to see that tradition that you guys carry through. Like you said, you can't even remember when you started with that single cam. It's been a long time, but you do it because it works. And it's great to see people, you know, maybe come back to the sport and come back to things that they're familiar with. And they get that with Bear, with all the different options. I mean, and that's not just, I mean, you got all the new technologies, you got all that stuff going on for you, but then you got to throw in there those throwback camels. So those Fred Bear camels, the keeper traditional, and I'm behind you.
You paused for a minute there, Tim. You said throwback camo and then stopped for a dead second. And you're nothing.
No.
I don't know if I was out or you were out, but all right, Ryan, Species EV, here we go.
All right, so speaking of solo cams, so this replaces our Species bow that has been in the line for quite a few years as well and does great. So just fits a wide range of archers. So what we did there is, so changed the riser, adjusted the cam quite a bit too, so it's not like we're just still recycling all the old cams. Every time we make a new bow, we really design it complete. So what we've did here is this one is 320 feet per second, 30 inch axle to axle, so pretty short, very very maneuverable, but still very long brace height with 6 3/4. A lot of adjustment from 23.5 to 30.5, so should fit a wide range of archers, 80% let off, and then very, very light at 3.8 pounds. So something that's light to hold, plus because of this being a single cam, it's also going to be very smooth, right? So you get something that's not heavy to draw, plus the smoothness of that cam should really help just about anybody draw this bow back.
And Mossy Oak Bottomland, huh? That looks cool.
And that's what's in that photo there. I'm glad that we had this one as a photo for all of us to look at, because that camo dipped really, really well on these bows. That pattern is great, actually, for bows, because bows are a little bit tough to see some of the camo on, as you guys know, just because, I mean, we cut holes in those risers and every which way that we can think of, right? So it's hard to see the camo very well. But where their camo kind of goes up, you know, bottom to top, it looks really good on this bow.
Yeah, this very smooth bow too. Species...
Sorry, Dave, go ahead. No, my internet's kind of getting a little bit weird on me, so go ahead.
I was going to say, this is a very smooth shooting bow too. We did shoot this bow and again, ready to hunt package. It was pretty cool just to go out and, you know, pull this bow and you could fire it. It's super smooth. Kevin wasn't there the day I did this video. Now I'm really curious to see if he can pull this bow, and I'm going to go test that theory. MSRP around $449.99. So really good price point, guys. Very, very smooth draw.
And huge adjustment too. So
holy cow, 23.5 to 30.5, that's monstrous.
Yeah, so if you're kind of a new archer, you know, in that you can get the 45 to 60 limbs and be able to work your way up on this as you grow as well.
Yeah, and that was kind of in line with what I was going to ask, is that you guys have had this species for a while now. What's been the draw into people buying the species from your guys's point of view? Is it that starting point bow for people that are getting into it, people that are new, or do you see a wide breadth of people going towards the species?
We see a little bit of both. So definitely some people went in to start with a smaller draw. Now we also see some people pick up this because they want to work their way up in poundage. So we're talking a lot about, you know, like a teenager or something where their draw length is still changing. But what we see a lot of too is people trying to work their poundage up, right? So they want something very smooth where they can start at like 45 pounds and maybe get to 50, 55, 60. And this helps get them there as well. That's a little bit harder to do when you're talking about some more performance type cams, if you know what I mean.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's great bow.
Yeah, it's also complete, you know, it's a ready to hunt bow. So with that kit, so you really don't have to do a lot of extra shopping. You can buy this and get some arrows and points and start shooting.
All right, the last one I see on here with has the new symbols, the Pathfinder. Tell us real quickly about this one.
So this is actually a youth model that we're offering this year. And obviously it's a youth model that looks like our inline compound. So we did that a couple years ago on the Limitless, which is still in the line, but we like to do that. So, you know, the kiddos can shoot and have something that looks like a real bow, just like mom, dad, brother, sister, right? So tons of adjustment in this guy. So it's pretty short, 26 inch axle, 6 brays, but draw weight is 15 to 30. So pretty easy to draw, and then 14 to 25. So doesn't quite get you up into that 30 plus kind of hunting poundage, but you know, get all that great muscle memory that you need to, you know, later in your bow hunting career. This is a good start.
And mom and dad can adjust this bow themselves at home?
Yes, right on the cam. Yep.
I'll tell you what else I love about this bow that sticks out to me, and I don't know if you guys thought about it, but 2.1 pounds is a big deal, because a lot of kids have a hard time holding that muscle up to hold their arm up to hold the bow. So it's really important to get as light as you possibly can. So I love that about it.
Yep. And that's a great call. And I can tell you, when we came out with the Legit last year, and I don't know that I even said this, we spent a ton of time working on the mass weight and what we could and couldn't do. for that. And I can't tell you how many, especially my kids and my kids' friends that happen to be 8 and 9 years old, how many bows I put in their hand to see if they, not so much they could draw it, how heavy it was on their bow hand, which I think is important to call out. So we definitely don't forget about things like that. That's why you see those mass weights so light on some of this bow. Obviously legit fits just about anybody, but with that, where you can start at 14 inch draw length and 10 pounds on weight. I mean, you could, I want you to buy many, many bows before I say this in your bow hunting career, but you could probably buy this one and shoot it your whole entire life and it would work great. That's not at all what we want, but.
I think what you would really see is that you might buy this and pass it down, right? This is a great bow where you can pass it down through the generations. Maybe you have a, you know, you used it and maybe, you know, you're holding on to it for a little while, upgrading your bear over time, but keeping on to it to pass on to maybe your son or your grandson, right? And that's the tradition of bow hunting. That's what bear brings to you, is that tradition of bow hunting. So that, it's great options, like you keep saying.
Yeah, and while we have a little bit of time, why don't you click back on that legit real quick? So we offer a new color there called Inspire. You don't see it in the picture there, but it's an electric blue and black. So the whole bow is black except electric blue strings, electric blue logo for bear on the grip and on the limbs. And the quiver insert and rope and rope sling there are also electric blue. If you pretty jump cool to the prowess, which is like 27 or 28, just a little bit down right there. So that's that electric blue color. Ooh. You can see on the accessories, but with an all gray. So even the bows that, you know, neither one of those bows are new to our line, but we made sure that we give you some new options there, right? So that gray and blue, which I think looks great. Wow. And I can tell you, I like the legit black and blue so much. I turkey hunted with that bow. Just adding new looks as well.
Real quick, this bow is like legendary, man. Like, I don't know. I feel like this bow is not going anywhere because so many people use it. I've seen this bow in so many videos and kids like hunting and adults hunting, and it's such a great piece. I just wanted to bring it up because I know it's been around, but the Cruiser G2 is like crazy popular, in my opinion. Definitely.
It is. It's a staple. It hits everything we were talking about before, like where you guys called out how light the Pathfinder is. I mean, look at that at 3.1 pounds. And all that adjustment.
5 to 70.
And that bow, I think, is exactly what Tim said, is I think it just gets passed down. Like, no one ever gets rid of these. It just seems like they just keep getting used. I don't know how many different videos and hunts you see that people do, and it's that bow, which is great.
Yeah. Hey, real quick on this legit, I just noticed, well, I noticed you guys added the Vail Whitetail, the Mossy Oak Bottomland, the Inspire, which you talked about. But question, is this been around, this RTH Extra? I don't remember this specifically.
So yeah, we launched that last year on just a few models. Actually, we do it on the Royale, which is more of a youth type bow as well. And then the Legit, which is obviously definitely can be a hunting bow. And then we had it on the species currently. So what we did there is when you purchase that, you're getting the Legit, as you see above there, with the RTH, so you know, sight, quiver, everything there, plus you're getting 5 arrows that are pre-cut and inserted, and they have field tips, plus you get the 3 broadheads. You get the release, and then you also get 5 loose inserts. So then if you wanted to, you know, cut those down whenever you figure out your true draw length.
That's so awesome. I love this idea.
And we really came out with that with, you know, COVID did have a lot to do with that. So what we're trying to do there was give you something you could purchase, and it would that is a true ready to hunt, right? I mean, absolutely. So yeah.
Other than you sighting it in for me, Ryan.
Other than that part and the target, there isn't really anything else you need.
Love it. Yeah, I love this. This is funny you said this because me and Kevin talked about that in one of the videos when we talked about this stuff, the ready to hunt. We said, all right, well, what are we missing here, right? Well, what's left? We need arrows. We need broadheads. We need field tips. We need a release. We need maybe a bow case and then a target, right? So, but it's funny because I didn't realize you guys had this. This is excellent. I really love this idea that have that little extra package that you can pick up and get rolling. So, Ryan, any other pages you want to cover on here in the catalog?
Nope, I think that covers it. I mean, it's seven new bows, which we're very excited about. Plus, I mean, all the other bows that we're carrying forward with the Redemption and the Legit. We really feel we have something for everybody. And we hope that, you know, when you guys are out shopping for your bows, that somebody at least gives us a test fire and see how it works for them.
Yeah, I don't think people are going to have a problem picking up a bear bow this year. There's so many options to choose from, including the stuff from last year you still have, like the Redemption. There's so much in the lineup now. I feel like it's if you go to your dealer and you go to pick up a bear bow or shoot any of these bows, you're going to be amazed by the different options. There's just so much there. And we didn't even talk about traditional, but it could go back even in traditional if you decide what you really want to do. You guys have Cajun archery for bow fishing. So there's a lot going on. I guess what I wanted to ask is, like, when you're doing something like this, like, you guys have all these new models. And so my question is, when you're developing these models, how does it work? Do you go refine first, like Flagship's the first one? And then once you're done, you're like, all right, we got time. We finished that one. What else can we do and keep going? Or how does it work?
It really works all at the same time. So we don't really, I wish I could say we finished one. It does get complex. So we don't exactly finish one and then move on to the next. So you're working on them at the same time. There is so much testing, that goes on to each one of those, right? So we'll just take the refine where you fine tune that VRS, right? Now I can also tell you any bow that we end up putting an EKO cam on, it's a very complicated cam and we try to make sure that's simple then for you to adjust, right? So we work out the complications in the cam design. So then that way, when you're adjusting that cam, it works perfectly for you, right? And anytime you're putting that cam on a 33-inch axle bow, and then you move it to a 30-inch axle bow, it changes that cam. They're not the same cam anymore. So you're adjusting those to make it perfect. Obviously, what we're trying to do is make sure that however we adjust that, it works then best for the end user. So it really kind of goes in waves, and it does feel like at times you get big milestones on certain bows where you get the riser just right. I'll say this year, the funnest things probably to work on was the DHC cam was very fun to work on. To get that to get 80% let off was very exciting, especially when you're talking 30 and 31 inch type draw lengths. I mean, so 25 to 31, that's a huge range. So we were very excited when we were able to get that. And then the VRS system on the Refine I like the VRS systems. They're pretty fun to work with. And to be able to move in all the placement and, you know, remachining and machining and machining risers isn't exactly the funnest thing to do. But when you can shoot them and you can put different instruments on them and then actually, you know, see the difference on a computer screen, it's gratifying.
Yeah, that's cool. Now, real quickly, do you, like, you know, when you're at work, do you guys have access to, I don't know, let's say a Carnage? Is there an old Carnage there somewhere?
An old Carnage? Yeah, we do. The Carnages are excellent. Still around. I could probably resell it for quite a bit. That was just one you brought up.
What I'd like to do is get you on the show and show us some of the old models you guys have laying around. I'd love to go back and see some of them. How far back do you think you guys can go?
Oh, we can go. I'm trying to think. Now you got me thinking about what I just happened to have here. I have agendas up here, motives. I think we could go and then back in between the factory and stuff, we could go pretty far back.
That's awesome. Yeah, I kind of feel like I just need to come down for it and like film something like that. It'd just be so cool to see some of the history and talk about show. Like, I always find it interesting to see like a bow from, let's just say, I'm just throwing a year. You guys go way back, but let's just throw a year like 2000, like to see the bow from 2000 to 2010 to 2020, like just to see that just 10 year changes, yeah. You know, decades, you know, and how the engineering has changed and excited people and, you know, everything just changes. And also the efficiency of the cams, like how far have they really come, you know?
Yeah,
can you imagine the original?
They have came a long ways just on that single cam alone. Of course, the dual cams have came a lot further. But we were looking at a single cam the other day, and the cam, the idler wheel is very small, smaller than we would probably ever produce today, not knowing what we know now and how much that affects the shot.
Yeah.
But then just one example.
I always wonder that. I was like, it'd be cool. Cause like a lot of times you guys will bring back like classic names. Right. But I was like, I wonder if, you know, like no one ever does this. No, it doesn't matter if it's hunting or car industry or anybody, no one really ever builds like a classic, right? Like brings back a bow or brings back a car. And I get it. It's mainly because it's probably so inefficient. It wouldn't even make sense. You couldn't sell any, but I just feel like for nostalgia, people would buy it. Like just, oh, I want this 1962 Bear Archery blah. You know what I mean? Like, and I can find them. I got my book right here. And if I need to look up one, I can just do it real quick here.
I would say if we ever get the closest, it's on the traditional side where we build some of those.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Where it's so tough, which of course it's wood and it's still wood today. The wood just costs a lot more and the epoxy and all the other fun things like that. Where it's crazy is like when we did come out with the whitetail, right? Of course, there's so many stories and people that like to talk about the whitetail hunter they bought, you know, in the 80s, right? Which was like, I hate to get the specs wrong, but you know, it was like 38 inch axle to axle, and,
yeah,
and you know, I might even be short on that, but bows like that now, if we were to make one of those bows, I can assure you it'd be very expensive.
Yeah.
And that's what you get on
Fred Bear camo there.
Yeah.
I just noticed it when I was looking at that and put it away. I was like, oh, Fred Bear camo.
And I don't know, did I share the story of how we came back out with the Fred Bear camo? And maybe
no,
didn't.
No,
so
I've heard that.
So a couple years ago, obviously we've had that camo now for 2 years. So we wanted it to be as close to the original as you can. But of course, like today, you know, we have stuff on all kinds of different engineering drives and you can scan. The technology we have today is just crazy versus the technology they had back then. So they didn't keep like Pantones of each color and how they, you know, how they put on top of each other and how they would blend like we would today. So there was no documentation of that when Fred originally came out with that pattern. So we got very lucky and we have a great factory in Gainesville, and they were actually able to find me a piece of fabric that has never seen the light of day that we know of, that moved from the Michigan factory to Gainesville. And it was never complete, was not on a garment or anything like that. And of course, we were able to put a technology spin on it, right? So we were able to take this untouched piece of fabric that they didn't love sending to me, but sent it to me so then I could partner with some people to then scan it and get the exact colors that Fred had used in that.
I can just imagine you with your white gloves, you know, pulling the fabric out, your non-UV, your UV protection so you don't let it fade or anything like that. That'd be pretty cool.
And we really were a little bit, you know, so we were able to match his Pantones best we could with that scan, which was great. And then the blotches are really all the same except one. There was one blotch in there that looked like a buffalo, and I wish I could say this was my idea, but it was not. It was Neil that runs our factory in Gainesville came up with, what if you made that look like a bear? And I was like, that is a great idea. And from there on out, there is a bear looking blotch in that camo, which I love. And it's just our little tweak that we made to Fred's original design.
All right, Ryan, anything else you want to cover today on the show?
Nope. I think that does it.
Awesome. All right, man. Thanks a lot. Enjoy the rest of your bear archery coverage, you guys. 2022, it's going to be a great year. So much coming out, so much more to see. So stay tuned and make sure you check out beararchery.com for whatever else you are missing out on right as we speak. All right, we'll see you guys soon. Thanks for watching the podcast.
This has been a presentation of bowhunterplanet.com. Join the hunt.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then get 1-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean Angus ground beef chuck for $3.99 each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.